Our Take a Witty correspondent. Good afternoon, Jamie.
Hi, Kerry. Hey, listen, on the plane on the way up, I saw a Woman's Weekly where you were featuring, I think, with your daughter and your grandson, I think, talking about you've never known love like us before. Sounds like a corny pop song, doesn't it? I felt a bit like that today in Take a Witty, Kerry, when they unveiled the statue of Sir Colin Meads. Very, very moving.
They were expecting a big crowd. Was that expectation realised?
Yeah, this huge crowd here. In my past life as a farmer, I wasn't that good at counting sheep. I'm worse at counting people. There's always more than you think. Yeah. Lots of Lions supporters here. We've just had a Welsh choir play a musical tribute to him, as well as the local Maori group from the local high schools, and they were beautiful as well. And speakers, the great Keith Quinn was MC, Morris Trapp, president of the New Zealand Rugby Union spoke, Sir Brian Lahore spoke, John Spencer, the manager of the Lions, spoke. Of course, he played against Colin Meads in 1971. And also, at the end, Sir Colin and Stan Meads spoke. And Colin is obviously very frail, but you could have heard a pin drop while he was speaking.
Oh, that was going to be my question. Was he able to make it? Because there was some doubt as to whether he'd be well enough to attend.
Yeah, the good news was he was able to make it, Kerry. He is very frail. But he was able to speak for about 3 or 4 minutes. It's been a beautifully fine day. It's shirt sleeve weather here in Take a Witty. It's got to be, I don't know, 17 or 18 degrees or more. Beautiful, great crowd, fantastic speeches. Didn't go on too long, and now they've unveiled the statue, and they've also unveiled the Colin and Stan Meads Rugby Museum, which is by the old railway station. So this is going to become a real tourist mecca.
Fantastic. And does the statue look anything like him? Because, you know, art is art is art, and it can sometimes be a bit interpretive.
Well, Kerry, as soon as we get off air, I'll flick you a photo that I took of it. Yeah, look, I think it's pretty good. Some people have commented on the size of his hand wrapped around the ball, but he did have big mitts, so I haven't got an issue with that one. They've even done the rugby boots, like the old 1960s rugby boots. Yeah, look, I think this is a pretty good likeness. Huge bronze statue, and Sir Colin gave it the nod and the wink, so if he's happy, good. I think everyone's happy.
That is very good to hear, because, you know, it's interesting. He had such a long career. I was wondering if it was taken at a particular moment in his playing career, or, you know, like the Michael Jones flying try is a, you know, a great symbol of him. Is this Colin on the charge, or?
Yeah, this is Colin on the charge with the ball in one hand. But, I mean, that could have been a photo or a depiction of a photo from 1957 to 1971. He played for the All Blacks for all those years, 133 games, until recently the record for the most games for the All Blacks. But I think if you're going to take a bronze statue of Colin, ball in one hand, as the way to go. Interestingly, his great friend Dick Taylor said if they really wanted to get a real life likeness, they would have a pint in the other.
That's quite true. And just finally, who paid for it? It was public donations, a large part of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, it is. And I don't think it's fully paid for yet, Kerry. Mm. So if you want to... Mm. I chipped in a wee bit for it because I wanted to own a wee bit of history. But there will be an opportunity. It's nearly paid for, but anyone who wants to can go and make a donation and give a little page. I mean, the total cost of this project, the museum and the statue, is about $500,000. So it's a big, big fundraising effort for a small community, Take a Witty.
Good on them. I look forward to seeing it the next time I'm there. Thanks so much. Jamie Mackay of The Country reporting from Take a Witty, the unveiling of the Colin Meads bronze statue, which is in the by the old railway station in Take a Witty, and the Meads Brothers Museum open there as well. If you're a rugby fan, it'll be a must-see.